Hello and welcome. You're listening to Port in New York, and my name is P.J. Benzeleski. I'm a Democrat. I've always been a Democrat. But I've never thought of myself as a liberal. To a lot of people, liberal and Democrat are synonymous. Many of the people that I associate with are ex-police officers, current police officers, and ex-military. Now, those three groups tend to be very conservative. And because of that, I tend to avoid politics as much as possible when I'm talking to people. Now, you know, I'll wind up being called a libtard or a liberal puke is another one that I hear quite often. As I said, I've never thought of myself as a liberal, so I decided to look at some liberal positions and see where I stand on them. See if I am truly a liberal. Liberals believe in government action to achieve equal opportunity and equality for all. They feel it is the duty of the government to alleviate social ills and to protect civil liberties and individual human rights. Liberal policies generally emphasize the need for the government to solve problems. The government should be responsible for fixing some social ills, but unfortunately, they can't alleviate all of them. One topic that will get liberals and conservatives foaming at the mouth is abortion. Now, liberals feel that women have the right to decide what happens with her body. And they feel that a fetus is not human, so it has no rights. And they also think that the taxpayers should pay for an abortion. And they say that women have the right to affordable, safe, and legal abortions, including partial birth abortions. Partial birth abortions are both cruel and inhuman. To my way of thinking, it's a barbaric practice that shouldn't be allowed. It's just my opinion, but when a fetus looks like a child or like a baby, I don't believe it should be allowed to be aborted. Now, you have two views on this. Conservatives, they feel that life begins at conception, and they're willing to defend that position up to and including murder of abortion providers. As a police officer, I was assigned several times to an abortion clinic. We were there to keep the protesters from interfering with the people going in, and also to make sure that the abortion providers didn't get shot. Now, these demonstrations took place on a busy street. Many times there were confrontations with passers-by who were pro-abortion. The protesters had pictures of unborn fetuses. Any disgusting thing that had shock value, they would display for the public to see. These people shouldn't be called protesters. Fanatics, that's a better word for them. But the liberals also have people who are overzealous, if you will. It almost seems as though liberals would approve an abortion right up until the time the child enters preschool. Well, with the new president and probably some appointments to the Supreme Court, this whole thing may change. And conservatives now have the power, if you want to call it that, to overturn Roe versus Wade. And we'll know about that soon enough. And if that does happen, well, you'll see liberals out there protesting and demonstrating 24/7. So I guess my views on this subject would be yay and nay. Yay in that a woman should be allowed to have an abortion, and nay, she should not be able to have a late-term abortion. And that's all I have to say about that. Let's talk about affirmative action. The libs feel that due to racism in the past, minorities were deprived of the same education and employment opportunities as white people. And they think that the government must work to make up for this. And they say due to unequal opportunity, minorities still lag behind whites in all statistical measurements of success. Again, I find myself in disagreement. Even though some still consider America a racist society, I don't believe giving preference to one group over another solves anything. It just creates animosity. I'd be silly not to think that America is still a racist society. And if bias is encountered, it should be punished. But I don't believe one group should have preference over another. Whether it be school or employment, everyone should be treated equally. Most people on the left believe that the death penalty should be abolished. They say that it's cruel and unusual punishment. Well, I don't know about that. However, I do know that it's too easy for an innocent person to be convicted and put to death. I've seen innocent people charged and convicted of crimes. I'm not talking about the death penalty here. But if it could happen with minor crimes, it could just as easily happen with a capital offense. Police can be overzealous in an investigation, witnesses can be wrong, and prosecutors will overlook evidence if it doesn't go along with their theory of the crime. So, bottom line, I'm against the death penalty. The economy often comes up in politics. A liberal's ideal system is a market system in which government regulates the economy. They also feel that the government must protect citizens from the greed of big business. Now, they're not doing a real good job with that now, are they? Most people don't know much about the economy. They notice it when their paychecks don't buy as much. The what fors and how tos don't really matter much to the consumer. The economy isn't easily understood. But, you know, we must be careful that the government doesn't overregulate industry. I guess on this point, I have to agree with my left-wing friends. Okay, moving right along. Let's look at education. Libs believe that public schools are the best way to educate students. Well, they believe, and I agree with them, that vouchers take money away from public schools. The government should focus additional funds on existing public schools, raising teacher salaries, and reducing class sizes. Well, I guess I'd have to put myself in the liberal column on this subject. At first, the arguments from both sides on embryonic stem cell research appear to be the same arguments that they have on abortion. But there are some differences. Again, the liberals claim that an embryo is not a human, and therefore has no rights. The tiny blastocysts, those are embryos used in embryonic stem cell research, has no human features. That makes it easier for me to live with. Embryonic stem cells have the potential to cure chronic and degenerative diseases. I personally don't see why anyone would be against this. And in so saying, I put myself in the liberal column on this subject. Liberals support free or low-cost government-controlled health care. And they go on to say that every American has the right to affordable health care. Unfortunately, the system they came up with, Obamacare, has not worked out very well. And the key word there is affordable. Premiums have risen each year since inception. Some people can no longer afford it and just drop out and pay the fine that comes along with not having health care. And many businesses have been forced to lay people off or to hold off on hiring because of the cost of health care. We now have a new president, a new Congress, and a new Senate. Let's see if the Republicans can do any better than Democrats. So, until we see what happens with that, I don't know what my position will be. Now let's look at Homeland Security. And we'll talk about airport security. Liberals feel that passenger profiling is wrong, period. Selection of passengers for extra security screening should be random. Using other criteria, such as ethnicity, is discriminatory and offensive to Arabs and Muslims. Well, the ACLU says that Muslims, Arabs, and South Asians are no more likely than whites to be terrorists. Is that so? When asked on 60 Minutes, Transportation Secretary Norman Mineta, he had been a member of the president's cabinet, he was asked if a 70-year-old white woman from Vero Beach should receive the same level of scrutiny as a Muslim from Jersey City. Well, Secretary Mineta said, basically, I would hope so. To be honest, with the number of items that are missed, the dangerous items that are missed by the TSA, perhaps they should start checking everybody, or maybe even holding them up by their ankles and shaking them to see See what comes out. In that way, they may improve their percentages. Besides being inept, TSA screeners are rude and insensitive to the traveling public. There isn't a week goes by that there isn't some horror story coming out of one airport or another.
When I hear the words Patriot Act and Homeland Security, I start to think of perhaps the Gestapo or the FSB in Russia. And it wouldn't be long before people would start finding out that their methods were not dissimilar to those other organizations.
Well, with that being said, I definitely can't support the liberal position. If you're looking for a Middle East terrorist, 9 out of 10 times, it's going to be a Middle Easterner. I'll take that further. 99 out of 100 times, it'll be someone from the Middle East. Well, while we're on the subject of people coming into the country, let's talk about immigration. Now, my left-wing friends support immigration. They support blanket amnesty for those who enter the U.S. illegally. They're calling them undocumented immigrants. The libs believe that these immigrants have a right to all educational and health benefits that citizens receive. They feel it's unfair to arrest millions of undocumented immigrants.
The term undocumented immigrants is purposely incorrect in order to sway the public in favor of special interest groups, and it clouds the reality of the situation. The term illegal alien is broader and more accurate. It includes undocumented aliens and non-immigrant visa overstayers. So the term illegal alien, being broader in scope, is the accurate term to use. The word immigrant denotes legality, and they certainly aren't legal. The term illegal immigrant is really an oxymoron. IllegalAlien.us, an advocacy organization dedicated to preventing amnesty for immigrants in the United States illegally, wrote in its June 15, 2011 article, "Burglars are not uninvited house guests, carjackers are not borrowing your car, and bank robbers are not making unauthorized withdrawals. And illegal aliens are not undocumented immigrants." Yeah, and that term, undocumented immigrants, they never had documents, so how could they be undocumented?
No matter what the president-elect says, it would be almost an impossibility to round these people up and deport them. And it would be unfair. Some of these people have lived here for a long time, raised families, have careers. Yeah, I'll be quite honest. I don't know what to do with those people. I don't know what should be done about them. What we have to do is tighten up the border. We have to make sure people don't keep coming in here. Sooner or later, some terrorists are going to slip in with the illegals coming across. And I think then the whole picture might change. But that would depend upon who's in charge, of course. Well, we have Republicans running the show now, so I'm just waiting to see what solutions they come up with. You know, the progressives would meet the illegals at the border and give them a baggy lunch and tell them the way to the nearest sanctuary city. On this subject, I would have to go with the conservatives. That is, unless those advocating taking in immigrants agree to have at least one immigrant live with them. All right, I think our energy policies are about to change with the new president taking over. Liberals believe that oil is a depleting resource, and they believe that other sources of energy must be explored. They say that the government should support increased exploration of alternative energy sources, you know, such as wind and solar power. And somewhere in there, I believe they support government control of gas and electric industries. They believe that global warming is caused by an increased production of carbon dioxide through the burning of fossil fuels, coal, oil, natural gas. The United States is a major contributor to global warming, because it produces 25% of the world's carbon dioxide. They believe that laws should be enacted to reduce carbon emissions in the United States, and should be enacted immediately to save the planet. And a number of reputable scientists agree with this theory. Well, I'm with the libs on energy and global warming. I do believe that it's happening now. On gun control, the two sides couldn't be further apart. The libs believe that the Second Amendment does not give citizens the right to keep and bear arms. They say that it only allows for a state to keep a militia, you know, National Guard. Now, they think of individuals do not need guns for protection. They say it's the role of local and federal government to protect the people through the law. They think that additional control laws are necessary to stop gun violence and to limit the ability of criminals to obtain guns. You know, I'm just saying more guns mean more violence. Well, good luck with that. I believe that the Second Amendment allows me to have a gun to protect myself and my family. The police are not able to protect everyone. I mean, hell, they're having a hard time protecting themselves recently. And then we have the other side of the coin, conservatives. They believe we should be able to have flamethrowers, tanks, whatever. Any weapons available to the government should be available to us. That's a little far out there, and most conservatives don't think that way. But I guarantee you, some do. Even though I am a supporter of the Second Amendment, one law that seems to be gaining ground throughout the country is open carry. Now, I don't know why you would want anyone to know you're carrying a weapon. Now, as I said, I believe I should be able to have a weapon to protect myself, but I don't want everybody on the street to know that I have it. There has been several cases of people carrying their weapons openly and being robbed of the weapon that they're carrying to protect themselves. Didn't work out, right, fellas? So I guess you could say I'm pro-gun with a caveat. No open carry. I mean, how is a police officer to know who's the good guy and who's the bad guy when he shows up at a scene and everybody has a gun? Now, a subject I'm in full agreement with my leftist friends is euthanasia, or physician-assisted suicide. A person has the right to die with dignity. A terminally ill person should have the right to choose to end pain and suffering. If you've ever witnessed someone dying with a terminal illness, whether it be heart failure, AIDS, cancer, it isn't pretty. And it's heart-wrenching to the family. Now, liberals think that higher taxes, primarily for the wealthy, and a larger government are necessary to address inequity and injustice in society. What they're saying is government should help the poor and needy using tax dollars from the rich. I'm totally in the left's corner on this one. I feel that we are our brother's keeper. Our president-elect doesn't think much of the United Nations. But our leftist friends are in disagreement. They feel that the UN promotes peace and human rights. They also feel that the United States has a legal and moral obligation to support the UN, but this support should include the US troops submitting to UN command. Well, that doesn't sit well with most conservatives or me. So I can't go with the libs on this position. Regarding the war on terrorism, the lefties think that global warming, not terrorism, poses the greatest threat to the U.S. I can see their point on this. I just don't know if I reach the same conclusion. I don't know. Can't we fight both? Finally, on the subject of welfare, a lib support welfare, including long-term welfare. They say that welfare is a safety net which provides for the needs of the poor, and it is necessary to bring fairness to American economic life. It is a device for protecting the poor. Well, I'm 100% behind that. The only thing I can say is it has to be administered more fairly. I don't only mean to the recipient. I'm talking about the government. The government has to be protected from fraud. If that's done, I have no problem
with the people being on welfare. If they need it, they need it. Now that's about it for this episode. So until next time, you've been listening to Poor in New York. My name is PJ Benzaleski.